and welcome to You, Me and Web3 Shorts. Now then, You, Me and Web3 is a podcast all about the weird and quite frankly wonderful world of Web3, brought to you by Web3 technology company Forge. There, in our main series, we bring you in-depth interviews with industry leaders, breaking down all the complexities of everything from the metaverse to MetaMask, with none of the jargon included. Here on You, Me and Web3 Shorts, well, this is our spin-off show dedicated to quicker chats about the latest announcements and news. And in this episode, we're very lucky because we're speaking to Harry Liu from Forge, who's just announced a brand new Web3 educational guild called Tastemakers. Harry, thank you very much for your time today. And firstly, what can you tell us about yourself and how you started getting into Web3 market research and insights?
For sure. So hi, everyone. My name is Harry, CEO of Forge. In the past 8 months, we have been doing a lot of market research and education in the market. I started basically have a lot of passions and exploring the insights, discover trends, and piecing all the trends together. And then take a look at what they can tell us to shape our company direction. So we have been chatting with a lot of founders inside the Animoca family because we are the incubation hub, like, for Animoca brands. So many of the founders get to share with us to ask for advice. And this is where we actually get to know, like, GameFi projects, NFT projects, Metaverse projects. That their roadmaps and their, like, upcoming actions, right? So through this, we just become more and more interested, right? And see if a lot of projects right now are doing fundraising, right? And they also in need of driving product adoption. How can we create channels, right? Create something that allows them to amplify what they do. Right, so we started with threads, right, doing Animoca brands metaverses, right, updates, like, for the month, and then covers like Sandbox, Wild World, and High Streets, and many others that Animoca has invested, and then that got a lot of traction. I remember that's like 50,000 views in just like 7 days. And that was amazing. And that gives me the confidence and courage to continue to do more research on the Yuga Labs IP ecosystem. And that blew up too, right? As everybody can see, we have about 100,000 viewerships, like, on average for every report, right? From both Twitter and also LinkedIn. And also we share this privately between Animoca brands, subs, portfolio projects, Yuga Labs team has been sharing it too. But overall, it's just like, we found that doing this kind of market research allows us to do reality check. At the same time, really, it's sort of empowerment for many of these projects looking to drive more product adoption.
Fantastic. And that leads us on to Forge's newest project, I think, Harry, Tastemakers. Where did that idea come from? And what can you tell us about Tastemakers?
Yeah, for sure. Like, in the last 2 years, what we have seen, like, in the crypto, like, market cycle is there's a trend that we're seeing is like it's a death spiral. So this means that a lot of speculators are coming to the projects to participate in X to earn, right? X to earn meaning to walk to earn, right? To play to earn. We see all this speculation actually lead to unsustainable tokenomics. So people just, like, have one sole purpose is to earn, right? And not anything else, right? And then, two of the iconic projects here would be Axie Infinity, right? And ZapN, right? And after the initial hype, right? They all, like, have went down a lot in value, like about 90% from all-time high. So after we see this problems, and in addition to that, like, there's also a lot of speculative KOLs too. Like, projects paid KOLs to shoot the projects. And so there's a lot of media bias around in the space. And if you take a look at Twitter right now, 25% of Twitter users produce 97% of all the tweets.
Right.
So if you don't read the tweets, you are uninformed. If you do read the tweets, right, you are misinformed. So it becomes like a responsibility to empower audience, right, to have this basic referee literacy so they can make informed decisions. And in the examples for Yuga Labs, right, we never have would ask questions like, is ApeCoin going to moon? The projects are like, going to maybe a lot of money, but others like in my project, we see that a lot, right? Like for example, in the Yuga ecosystem, we see that this is a threat on how I got 500,000 score in Dookie Dash, and this is a breakdown how I do it. And also we see that's the roadmap, right, for certain projects for Dookie Dash, right? So those type of comments actually is a driving adoption flywheel. And that's the very beginning of a tastemaker's concept, is that a tastemaker is someone that like you trust, right? By going to, for example, we go into a restaurant. Before you go to a restaurant, you go to Google and you look at the reviews, right? Yeah. And if the reviews is like very in-depth and that echoes with you, right? With the food that you want to eat there, then based on that opinion, you decide which restaurant you want to go. And this applies to referee too. Right, so in referee, we need the navigators, right? We need people who can share very in-depth feedback to educate. And we realize that doing this ourselves can do really little, right? But if we can scale this site to thousands, right, then we can empower many of those projects at exponential level. This is like the ideas that behind why we are looking to launch Tastemakers. It's a decentralized education guild where the participants get to have fun, learned and earned in the journey in the Tastemaker guilds.
That's a really interesting analysis of it, Harry. Thank you very much indeed for that. I'm sure that the listeners will enjoy that description that you've given there. From the outside, though, some people may look at the crypto market and see it as a turbulent time. Why have you chosen now to launch the project?
The ups and downs of the market does not like really affect products that we've view traction. So over the last 7-8 months, we have cultivated, thousands of blue chip audience, BAYC holders, who really have strong passions to support, BAYC IP project as well as Animoca brands, projects, right, that has referee IP in it too. So you can see, it despite it's a bear market, the success of the Dookie Dash, can tell us, right, this group of audience, right, not here to earn, right, but here to entertain and have fun. And during the time that they have fun, they will spend apes, right, to spend, right. And we can see in the treasury of you guys of this game is $4 million. So we see that despite the bear market, there's still a lot of great success, right. And we have covered the mutant hounds, right? It was one of the worst month too in November. And then earlier in the October, we also have KuCats FC. And both of the projects after our coverage and education, both have a very successful results, right? One is $2.5 million in sales. The other one is $450,000. So we see that, all this success are telling us as long as we got a solid product, which is the education part, we can be a force of empowerment and to empower other projects to drive more adoption and support them to go through the bear market. I think right now is a really good time for us to launch and to support other projects.
You mentioned education throughout your sort of answers so far, and how important do you think education is in general for the Web3 space?
Education, I think, is a way that we can get mass adoption, right, to referee. This is actually pinned post in the Binance CZ tweet still today, right? And the number one, right, priority is education, right? Education can come into free parts, institution parts, right? We see education drives DBS, the number one bank in Singapore. Yeah. And also HSBC, right, very well-owned bank, right, to the sandbox. Same applies to Like the Dubai government entity, and Hong Kong, right, recently also have announced embracing Web3. And yeah, was like gotten that opportunity to speak in the summit too. All this kind of education, this like form of signals that we share right to the government, and then they change policy, right, by having more positive policy, actually enable more innovation to happen. So that's on the institutional level. And the project level, we see this mass adoption of brands, right, moving to Web 2.5. Gucci, Adidas, Nike, many of them, so in over the last 12, 20 months, we've seen them like from launching just one project to launching multiple projects, and then partnering with like Yuga Labs, 10KTF, and Artifact, right, as example, to integrate their journey into their product line as well. So that's like for the project level, and then for the individual level too, right? The example would be Polygon, right? And Reddit, right? Where we see over the months, like millions of Redditors get to, be on board and referee, and is really a frictionless process, right? So I see that in the both institution, company, and also individual level, education is really is a driver for mass adoption.
What makes Tastemakers different then? Why do you think people should get involved in this project?
So maybe to give you some context, right? What is a guild, right? So a guild is like considered YGG. YGG is a play to earn guild, where it's a decentralized. So like players get to have like play together like for the guild, and then to earn, right? In Axie Infinity, right? In Juno Paths, right? That's a decentralized kind of play to earn guild. We also have Backless DAO that focus on an education, is decentralized too. So for us, it's a decentralized education guild. What it means is like, from the very beginning, we are at level zero, right? So it means everybody get the equal opportunity to complete the quest together. That's fun, right? Because we get to have a lot of anticipation, right? What to come next. And the first missions here we have is to deliver burgers, right? And we will share more about like what this means. It's a decentralized guild, and people would who are participating in this project get to have fun and then learn in this journey, right? So this means that individual get to grow their followings, they get to empowered projects. They also get to participate in a storytelling journey that connects the dots. And then for projects, they also get exposure, critical feedback in this process, so they can improve their product market fit kind of loop. So we see combinations. It makes the journey really intriguing, interesting. And we have chat with over 70 groups, right? In BOIC and in the Mocha brands. And they really aligned on education, which is going to be a strong driver. And having that exposure as a beta tester for their upcoming games and for the upcoming launches, it will be invaluable for them to gather the insights to improve our products. And then as for individual too, they want something that is exciting, right? In the kind of journey, meaning that between right the hero's journey, there's like Wei Mingsan or finding the kind of true, and then also Curtis, right? Like guarding the key, right? In the Dookie Dash. And they would need food and drinks, right, to rejuvenate, right? And Tastemaker plays that role in the story to create, right, the food, right, for them. And that allows us to have the opportunity to feature brands like Born Hungry, Bob Coffee, Bob Bagels as example, right? So that brands in the ecosystem also gets to be featured too in a storytelling way. So yeah, all of that combined, that makes Tastemakers unique. And we really have a lot of interest from EAYC groups to get involved in this project.
We always like to end Yumi and Web3, both versions of the short version and the more lengthy version, with a look to the future prediction. Only so, Harry, we can get you on later on in the series to come back and see if you got it right or if we need to revisit it slightly. Can you give us any alpha on what we're going to see in the coming weeks and months with Tastemakers?
Yes. So like in the coming months, right, we will see there's a progress of improvement, right, from in the education guild. So starting with the very beginning, people would the participants would have a title of members in the Taste Makers Guild. Then moving up to one ladder would be taste testers. So these are the people who would taste test a few projects and provide feedback. And then moving up to another ladder would be taste makers, right? And that would be someone who made professional feedback. And then there are two other ladders up there too that is not announced yet. So in the coming months, right, what we want to envision is many of these guild members will become taste testers. And yeah, let's say 5% of them to become taste makers. And that what we see is a lot of projects would get a lot of support and in-depth feedback, such as Gamey, Live Beyond, Dustlands, and many of these projects would get in-depth feedback to improve their products. And then also this becomes a very rewarding journey as we travel through the journey, and we get different projects to report us, like from beta testing, from early whitelist to rewarding tokens. So we want to see this becomes a healthy adoption flywheel to support projects, and projects knocking on the door, kind of a support and sponsor many of this initiative to make it fun and exciting.
And Harry. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much it. Like, that's upcoming months that we want to see more engaging audience, right, turning more contributors into the field that allow us to, have dedicated contributors who we can collaborate on producing research reports, to dedicated reviews, to gaming highlights. That would drive a lot of empowerment for the upcoming education.
Brilliant, Harry. It really is. And can we get you on later on in the series to have a project update?
Yeah, for sure. I'm more than happy to. You, me, and referee, I think I've got a lot of new, founders, right, that's coming, right, to chat, right? So it's good to revisit from time to time what are the founders at, after a few months. And then I'm sure that we have a lot of learning, right, and lessons, right, throughout the journey, and then we'd love to share what we have learned and after some period of time.
Harry Liu, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Really appreciate you for the invite. Thanks for having me today. You have a good one.
Yes, thank you, Harry, and a huge thank you to everybody who listened and provided feedback on the first episode last week. If you did miss it, you can listen by clicking on the link in the description to this podcast. And until next time, bye for now.